This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Nothing illuminates life on the financial edge like a tornado. 2 months after Christmas weekend tornadoes that ravaged North Texas, the death toll stands at 13. The shelters have closed. Most of the news cameras have moved on. Recovery, though, is just starting. For those struggling to make ends meet, the months after disaster can be long and lonely. There's a wild adrenaline that surges through communities after a storm. Neighbors take in friends who lost a home. Churches become donation hubs. Volunteers materialize for cleanup. Social media is plastered with GoFundMe account links and damage photos. Roofers and contractors swarm the neighborhood. It's chaotic, and for survivors, it serves as a distraction. Then, a few months pass.
Now the adrenaline goes down in a different way. Now they look over and go, well, there was a whole bunch of people here yesterday taking care of the neighborhood, but now they're gone.
Edward Smith is a chaplain with Victim Relief Ministries, a Plano nonprofit that helps folks across the globe cope with the aftermath of disaster. He says the first frenzied weeks of recovery have an almost numbing effect. After that fades, the pain is raw.
Suddenly they're starting to feel like, now I don't have anybody to go talk to. Now I'm not getting the information the way I want it. Or anger begins to build up like, why is my insurer not answering like this? Why are my neighbors getting something ahead of me?
Everybody copes and grieves in their own way, so there's no shortcut for getting back to normal.
I wish there was a formula for that and a template. Everybody handles trauma and loss in a different way.
Which is why this series spotlights four very different families whose lives changed forever on December 26th. Lindsay Diaz, a young working mom, spent that night in her duplex bathtub, clutching her six-month-old.
But I remembered thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Am I going to be able to hold the baby? Is the tornado going to take him from me? Is this going to hurt?
No one was hurt at the home Jessica Caddick and Charles Beck were renting for their three kids. They didn't have renter's insurance or full coverage on his work truck. They couldn't afford it.
When you're looking at extra $100, $150 a month when you're already on a tight budget, it's a lot to spend, and, you know, you never think something like this is going to happen, so you're like, I'll be okay.
Alfredo and Anthony Fowler-Raynone owned their home free and clear. They had homeowners insurance, but Anthony says, just not enough of it.
This year, property values skyrocketed. So I went from being way overinsured to sweating bullets and being underinsured.
Jennifer Anderson was out of town when the storm tore into her apartment complex. A widow with two boys, she's struggling to dig out from disaster just 2 years after losing her husband to suicide.
For me, it's kind of like starting over and not having a lot to start over with.
These are just four stories amid hundreds of North Texans trying to regain their financial footing after the storm. Edward Smith, chaplain with Victim Relief Ministries, says it's a long road.
Great new memories are going to be made. Great new adventures are going to come. There will be a time that the storm clouds in their life will clear. The blue skies will be there. We'll never be the same as it was before, but there's a whole new beautiful thing that's laying in front of them as well.
Despite the damage estimates, moving expenses, and construction costs, it's hard to put a price on rebuilding a life. Courtney Collins, KERA News.